35 days between Rams games played here at the Coliseum, and so glad to be back in first place at 6-2. The Los Angeles Rams play host to the Houston Texans in Week 10, and the back half of the 2017 slate begins.
Let's go! Hey, it's good to be back. Hey, it's good to be back in our house. Let's dominate the more physical team on the win. Let's dominate
that
3. 1, 2, 3.
Dominate.
You already know what time it is.
Back at the crib.
Don't do different. Keep doing what you're doing.
We're going to come out with this victory, man. I promise y'all that.
This is our house. This is our house, man. Defend your turf, man. Defend it. Don't let them take nothing from you, man. Let's do our game today, man.
Rams looking for a fourth consecutive win to maintain control of the NFC West.
They want to see what we're about, man. They want to see what we're about, bro.
I bet the Houston Texans are going to come out and try to run the football, establish a line of scrimmage. It's up to the Rams to turn them back on this first drive.
Drops to throw, hit, and charred loose. Aaron Donald creates the fumble. It's scooped, and the Rams are on it at the 12-yard line. Matt Longacre with the recovery. Another turnover created by this mob squad defense. Rams on offense set up at the 12-yard line after Aaron Donald has his second strip sack in as many weeks. Goff rolls out the throw. Right side. Gerald Everett in the end zone. Everett is open, but he's out of bounds. Dribble time for Greg Zuerlein. Nothing doing on the first set of downs for the Rams offensively. The kick clears the line and splits the uprights, and the Rams get three off the turnover with 11-10 to go opening period. To the end, on third down, over the middle, tipped and dropped.
Great effort there by the DBs.
Great Ray. Great Ray.
Three-step drop. He's hit as he throws. Right side and knocked incomplete. LaMarcus Joyner laid the wood at the 15-yard line.
The way this defense is playing is amazing.
As they get to Gurley up the middle, he's met in the backfield and dropped for a loss. A run game has been stuffed so far as Jadeveon Clowney gets one there on Gurley.
With making it harder than it is. That's two plays in a row now in the run game. We are trying to make it harder than it is.
Hey, what we can do is go back on what's already happened. Yeah. What we can do, like we've done before, gather our boys, communicate, execute, and let's go be us. Right. Guys, with me?
Go, man.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go. We're coming, y'all. Here we go, big
Dolphin. Rams backed up inside their 5, first down and 10 with a 9-7 lead. Goff under center. This time play action from his own end zone. He winds up and deals down the middle. At the 50, it's hauled in Robert Woods. He's behind everybody. 10-5, touchdown Robert Woods.
Love you, boy. You're gonna have another.
45 midfield, he's got a wall into Texans territory at the 40. A great return by Pharaoh Cooper. This could be a dagger kind of drive. They're up 16-7. They're set up in Texans territory. They pick the handoff. They throw it left side. A screen to Watkins, the 10. Outside the 5. In for the touchdown. Sammy Watkins scores.
Sammy, come here.
Sammy,
let me go, Sammy. Exactly what I said you don't do. Exactly what I said you don't do. Yes.
Yeah, boy.
That was fine.
You should have seen me, boy. I blocked about 8 people.
Their offense on the field for first down and 10 from the 25. Blitz from the edge. Savage had it knocked out. He's decked by Ebukam, and it's recovered at the 11-yard line. Tyron Walker lands on it, and the Rams are set up for more.
So sink it down. I ain't know who will be out. Yeah.
We're seeing this. This team is starting to grow up.
Play action. He swings it out. Robert Woods, 20, 15, 10, 5. Cuts inside. Spins and falls in pay dirt. Touchdown, LA!
Robert Woods is a man on fire.
You know who else is on fire? Sean McVay. Another great call again.
And they are pulling away.
3-7 is the final. The Rams are 7-2, and they're off to face the Vikings in Week 11.
This team has showed a lot of heart, a lot of character, a lot of great execution. Sky's the limit right now for this football team.
Feels good, man. Come home, get a dub.
Yes, sir, Tree.
Been away for a while. That's how you do it.
Great NFC matchup coming up next week. We go to Minnesota. They won today. They're 7-2.
Oh, yeah.
Great opportunity to see if we can be our best when our best is required against a great team coming up, man. Competitive greatness. Always striving for that. Robert Woods, get a breakdown.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hey,
good win. Good work. Rams on three. Rams on three. 1, 2, 3.
Rams.
There we go.
Oh,
yeah, you will. You will.
As you see Robert Woods down here at the bottom of the screen, just take a look at the little head fake he does right about where he gets to the 20-yard line. That is key because it turns around the cornerback who's thinking it might be outside for a 9 route. Instead, he's going to go inside on the post. Really good rhythm and timing by Jared Goff and Robert Woods showing off their chemistry. 50 yards in the air. Robert Woods catches it. 15, 10, 5, touchdown for the Los Angeles Rams. That is the longest play from scrimmage in over 50 years.
American Airlines, the official airline of the Los Angeles Rams.
Welcome back to Rams 360. Wide receiver Robert Woods has been a key free agent pickup for the Rams this season, and he showed off his elite speed and receiving ability with a 94-yard touchdown against the Texans. That's what we break down for this week's All 22.
Again, turns left shoulder. This time, play action from his own end zone. He winds up and deals down the middle. At the 50, it's hauled in Robert Woods. He's behind everybody. 10-5, touchdown, Robert Woods.
So this play comes on 2nd and 8. We're in the third quarter. The Rams are backed up into their own territory, and they've had a tough time getting anything going offensively. That changes right here with this play. So when you take a look at the formation, you can see Robert Woods. He's at the bottom of the screen there. And what the Rams can tell just by looking at this is that the Texans are going to be in quarters coverage. Now, what does that mean? Well, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 defensive backs, and they're going to split up the field into 4 parts in order to try to cover downfield in that zone coverage. Now, of course, there's another defensive back up here. That would be 5. This guy's actually going to come in on a blitz. So, once this play begins, you can see right there, Todd Gurley gets the play fake. You see the cornerback coming in there. Todd Gurley's going to do a great job of picking up this blitz. Now, Jared Goff is in the pocket. Somehow Rob Havenstein is going to do actually a really good job of just getting back in front of Jadeveon Clowney, who had been a game wrecker throughout the first half. But now, as you see Robert Woods down here at the bottom of the screen, just take a look at the little head fake he does right about where he gets to the 20-yard line. That is key because it turns around the cornerback who's thinking it might be outside for a 9 route. Instead, he's going to go inside on the post. Really good rhythm and timing by Jared Goff and Robert Woods showing off their chemistry. 50 yards in the air. Robert Woods catches it. 15, 10, 5, touchdown for the Los Angeles Rams. That is the longest play from scrimmage in over 50 years.
TAPS as a whole supports anyone who's lost someone in military service, no matter the cause of death, no matter the relationship to that hero. Each family is going to hold up the number of a player that is going to be playing for their fallen hero. That player is going to be wearing their fallen hero's initials on the back of their helmet, so dedicating their game this weekend to that fallen hero.
Stay tuned for more Rams 360.
TAPS as a whole supports anyone who's lost someone in military service, no matter the cause of death, no matter the relationship to that hero. Each family is going to hold up the number of a player that is going to be playing for their fallen hero. That player is going to be wearing their fallen hero's initials on the back of their helmet, so dedicating their game this weekend to that fallen hero. to the families, it's especially important to hear their loved one's name spoken, to see their initials on a helmet, to hear their story told is important because that means the story continues to live on.
Getting to meet all of our players and them knowing who our husbands were and them knowing about who they were and giving them the photo buttons and just having a conversation with them, you see a real side of a person. It's not just now this person that's on TV every Sunday.
Salute to the service, not just to these families, but all the families around the world that that protect us every day. I tip my hat to those guys because every day I can come out here and work with a free mind, and it's because they do a great job of what they do.
I'm gonna try to make up a dance for you when I get a second. Look, there you go. Look. When you see me do that, that's for you.
Oh, you're the best.
Okay. It's Monday. Played the Houston Texans yesterday. Got a nice win at home. Headed into the facility. Watch some film. Get a lift in. We'll have our meetings. Cover a little bit. Get ready to go for the Vikings.
Rams 360, connected by AT&T.
It's Monday. Played the Houston Texans yesterday. Got a nice win at home. Headed into the facility. Watch some film. Get a lift in. We'll have our meetings. Cover a little bit. Get ready to go for the Vikings.
94 yards. Goff to Woods.
This team has shown a lot of heart, a lot of character, a lot of great execution. Sky's the limit right now for this football team.
I think for the most part, like, we know what was good and what was bad. We kind of have to move on really quickly. It's either way, win or lose, because you have a good opponent the next week, every week, so we don't really dwell on anything. We kind of know what went good and what didn't. I think the long touchdown's an easy one to look at. It's a play that stood out.
Is under center, no huddle. Again, turns left shoulder. This time, play action from his own end zone. He winds up and deals down the middle. At the 50, it's hauled in, Robert Woods.
You know, we're 7-2 right now, and it's good to see so many fans that did stick with us through last year get to experience this now. It's the best part. We have guys that are extremely driven and know what it's like to be at the bottom and know what it's like to be, you know, completely beaten down. Be on a bad team, have no one come to the games, you know, all that. We know what it's like, so we never want to go back there, and I think that kind of keeps us motivated. Winning fixes everything. And when you're winning, it's fun, and it's easy, but I think you don't win by on accident. You know, it doesn't happen on accident, it doesn't happen by a miracle. You know, it happens through hard work and raising the standard every week, and I think that's what we're trying to continue to do.
I know it's been talked about a lot this week. Team, I got a lot of history with, but I'm excited to play the Rams. First of all, they're 7-2, and they are playing really well.
Rams 360, presented by The Parking Spot.
Hey everybody, welcome inside the Rams studio, connected by AT&T. Miles Simmons here with Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson. And Eric, man, in that 33-7 victory over the Houston Texans, Rams offense started out kind of slow, but then was able to get it going in the second half. How impressive was that to you?
I think it's very impressive because it shows that if you're not playing well, you're still able to win a football game. And they didn't play well the first half. They went in the second half and made some adjustments, which really, you can see it paid off. But who was playing well was the defense. The defense kept them in that game. Special teams kept them in that game. And to me, that's a sign of a good football team, really. And, I've said this all along, is that, you know, if we're winning, you know, it changes everything. It really does. It changes your mindset, how you look at the game, how you view each team you play. And I think last year, if you'd put the Rams in the same situation, they could have been behind possibly 14 points. But this Rams football team, I think they have a different belief in themselves.
How about Jared Goff? You seen maybe a different belief in himself, too, after throwing. You know, he throws for 311 one week, then comes back, throws for 355.
You know what I really like? I like that deep ball he throws. I mean, it's a beautiful pass. I mean, he has such a nice arc on it. Jared played very well. He really did. And I'm only one thing, I have one, you know, worry I worry about Jared is sometimes he holds the ball a little too long. I mean, and you know, in NFL, you can't hold that ball long. You know, you have to look and try to get rid of it. But other than that, man, he played a very good game. I mean, really. And I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks is, you know, you have to look at Jared's progression from last year. You're talking about a young man who really, to me, this is really his first year, if you ask me, because he only played a few games last year. He was not getting the coaching he needed to put him where he's at right now. And as you see, when you have the proper coaching, what can happen?
All right, Todd Gurley, another game, over 100 yards from scrimmage. I mean, how impressed are you with the way McVay is using him both in the run and in the pass game?
I'm very impressed the way he uses him. Me, as a runner, I would like to see him run the ball more than 11 times. But, you know, their offense sometimes doesn't fit that. You know, sometimes you have to do what the defense gives you. You know, if they've given you the screen pass, the flare pass to the running back, you take that. If they give you the run up the middle outside, you take that. The pass that he threw to Robert Woods was set up by play action. They had ran this play over and over, and I kept saying, I didn't even see it till he threw it. I said, I guarantee you the play action got him. And it did. It was a play they had ran a couple of times up the middle, hadn't had a lot of success with it, and Houston bit on it. And think about pro football, all it takes is a guy to do this. That step forward, you're beat. I mean, you're beat automatically unless you have blazing speed to turn around and catch up. And that's what happened on that play.
Exactly. All right. So this week we're going to see 2-7-2 teams going up against each other, Rams and the Vikings. We're going to see a guy that we saw a lot last year in Case Keenum. You're smiling now. I mean, what do you think the Rams can expect from him in this kind of game?
Well, I know Case wants to beat the Rams, and I don't blame him.
You know what I mean? Revenge game.
Revenge
for Case
game.
Keenum.
Of course he wants to play. But you know what? Case was a guy that was put to me in a difficult situation in an offense last year, was not going to succeed with any quarterback, and that's just the case. And I'm glad he's doing well in Minnesota, but I don't want to see him do well in this game. So what I expect the Rams defensive front to know him, the players to know, you know, what rattles him. You know, one way I look at this football game is that we have more weapons. I mean, I really believe that on offense we have more weapons. We have better receivers. We have a better running back. They lost their running back, Dalvin Cook. I'll most definitely give our young quarterback the edge on that. I think we have a better defense. Even though the Vikings have a very good defense, very good defense. I just think we're all around better football team, special teams. I think we're good at special teams. So, you know, I think the big thing for this football game in Minnesota, you know, it'll be a hostile crowd. Both teams are 7-2, is a turnover factor. The turnover factor and penalties. You can't get yourself backed up and have, like, first and 15, second and 15, second and 20. You can't do that, you know, in a hostile environment. So if they can stay away from that and injuries and penalties and turnovers, you know, that's a lot. But the turnovers is the big factor. I think that the Rams can win this football game.
All right. Well, everybody, those are ED's keys. Thanks so much for joining us here inside the Rams studio connected by AT&T. Be sure to tune in to the game on Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific on Fox.
We're winning, you know, and when you win, everyone's in a good mood. It makes everything a lot easier. And it's kind of like a college locker room feel, so it feels great.
It's about building trust, and, you know, I think we've continued to do that, and we just have to continue to do that.
For me, joining this team, it's my first year. It feels like I know everybody. We all speak to each other, and it's like you have a relationship with each and one of your teammates, whether it's on the field, in the cafeteria, in meeting rooms. I think we play really, really well together just because how we communicate off the field.
I know it's been talked about a lot this week. Team, you know, I got a lot of history with. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to play the Rams. You know, first of all, they're 7-2, and they are playing really well. Obviously, their front is one of the best in the league, and I've been around it firsthand, so I know exactly how good those guys are. And so we got to work that out for them. You know, I'm excited. It's a good challenge.
I'm happy for him, and he's doing a tremendous job with that for them, and he's just been balling out for him.
When a guy leaves the team and goes to another team, you wish him the best. And it's actually a privilege and an honor to be able to line up against him and, you know, to see what he's got.
Hopefully go to Minnesota and jump on him right away where there's no adversity. But it happens on the road, and just got to be ready for the noise, for them making plays, but just have a focused game and just don't worry what they're doing and play our game and finish with a win.
It's Mike
Let's
Nice.
Let's go. Come on.
This is the Rams house.
Whose house?
Rams house.
Whose house?
My team, my house.
This is
whose team?
My team.
Whose team?
Let's go,
my dream, my team.
I'm
the first one in the gym, last one out the gym. Welcome to the team, Sammy Watkins. We expect to win. We got Robert Quinn and Jared Goff in the pocket throwing bombs again. Whose house? Rams house. Todd Gurley, spin move, touchdown. We up early, game time, we shut down. 2 minute warning, warn them, countdown. This is our house. Attack the running back, break the defense down, get the quarterback. Ain't no sacking, Whitworth's in action. I love the city of LA, what's happening? Rams house. Whose house? Rams house. Whose house? Roxy, my house.